You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, the day after Port Huron City Council met, we are joined by the mayor of Port Huron, Anita Ashford. Mayor Ashford, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing fantastic.
Pretty light agenda last night. Let's go through it real quick. A couple of proclamations. One recognizing the month of April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Another one endorsing the Children's Bill of Rights in Sports to support rights of children to grow, belong, and thrive through play. Tell us a little bit about those proclamations.
Okay, yeah, the proclamations, especially the Child Abuse Prevention Month, when we presented it, we had some really startling numbers in relation to child abuse, and it was outlined by the organization five methods that we could use to prevent child abuse that we should be aware of. So I think that you could find that on their page. I encourage everyone to go in and look at that, a very moving presentation on her part in terms of a rebuttal of receiving that proclamation. And then also our own recreation department, many of you know, we're doing great things with our parks, and the Children's Bill of Rights in sports is supporting the future of, you know, every child, whatever avenues they may be at. It provides opportunity for growth and, is just thriving in their play existence, trying to get them away from the technology pretty much. So that's always a great thing. And then I would also like to say, Paul, even during our public hearings, anybody come forth, but we do have the Port Huron City website, you can go in. You can always call our planning department or call us. And if you happen to think of something, just give us a call, because this is your city and we need your input. And so we welcome you to take part that way also, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Then also, I would just like, as an ending note here, I know we left off with a cliffhanger at last night's meeting, but I just want to assure our citizens that will be addressed as chair and as mayor of the city of Port Huron. Things happen, so it's unfortunate, but we still have to, carry on, and we look forward to moving on and doing our best to serve our city and community at large.
The cliffhanger you're referring to was essentially some discussion about how citizens are addressed when they comment, and how council members address each other and administration. Talk a little bit more about how that's going to be addressed.
Well, I'd rather not just make it public right now, but it will be addressed. I'm already into that.
There was a discussion last night about the plan to fix the canal entrance, the Black River Canal. What are your thoughts on what the city manager is proposing?
I think it's an option, something we have to consider. A lot of people have a lot of different opinions on it, and you know what opinions, everybody, we all got one. So I'm just looking to see how it plays itself out and what we can get. There's still, I guess, some things that's on the table that has to be kind of, tied together for us to accept anything that's going to be, complete.
What about a timetable for getting that done? How important is it to get that done for the city?
Well, I think it's important to our economy and to our tourism. And I think that whole scenario, we keep saying, you have a boat, I have a boat. But if you ask me, I think we all have a interest as far as stewards, as our Great Lakes, the environment, and our tourism and bringing people here. I think we have to look a little bit further into this as to how it would, affect all of us in a way that we all could, have input and see where we could do our best to make things happen for the better. So, So I'm not trying to sound all over the place, but I'm trying to sound more practical. And all those reasons, and people, whether you wanted to see it happen or don't want to see it happen, we have to try to reach and respect all those areas in as much as we can and get it done, you know, in a timely manner. And I think that timely manner depends on the way, because there's a timeline that the city manager said, even if we get the grant and if we don't get the grant, there's some legislative things that are happening as to the point in time that you get funds, and then we still have the townships, and then, you know, there's a lot of thens and thus and that we have to do. So I hope whatever we come up with, that that everybody, you know, could come together and we can, you know, get this done.
All right. We will keep an eye on it. Mayor, I always appreciate the update. Thanks for your time this morning.
And thank you, Paul.
You bet. Bye-bye. 105.5 FM, the new 105.5 WPHM. Mayor Anita Ashford with us on this Tuesday morning. Kind of a cloudy day out there, a little foggy and hazy as well. More rain in the offing. Let's get an update in the weather forecast.